I think about the story about a pastor that told this story. He said, you know, he used to be tempted with women when he was younger. And he had married a beautiful woman, and they were married for a while, and then something happened, and she left him for some reason. But somebody said, well, I guess your temptations will come back for women now. He said, nope, I've learned how to master that. I don't have to have a woman anymore. I have mastered that. Well, he was pretty proud of himself for being able to master not having to look at beautiful women and be drawn off. One day he's preaching, and this woman, radiant woman, come in the door. He looked over, and he could not take his eyes off this woman. He thought, that's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. So it wasn't long that she was drawn to him and he was drawn to her. And it wasn't long they were going out to dinner. And they were talking quite a bit, talking a lot in church. And then after church, going places together and going having dinner together. And then one evening after dinner, she invited him over to her apartment. And just like an ox being led to the slaughter, he went. He had mastered this, hadn't he? I don't think so. He said, I got there and said, before the evening was over, my sensual desires were running extremely high. And he said, before I knew it, we were in the bedroom. He said, I was embracing her as I was half undressed and she was half undressed. He said, I was embracing this most beautiful woman I ever saw in my life. He said, as I was holding her close, partly undressed, and I was partly undressed, all of a sudden, he said, I started to draw close to her to kiss her, and she turned into the most wicked thing I'd ever saw in my life. And he said, I got you. You have sinned. And then she disappeared. She was gone. You know what that was? A demon. It was a demon of hell that showed him he wasn't where he thought he was. I put you to the test, and you failed your test miserably. Will the devil do that to you? Yes, he will. Don't ever underestimate the power of the beast to entice you. Yes, sir. 1 second. Wait a minute. Let me get the mic over here.
Well, I didn't want it.
Oh, yeah, I want it on the tape. I've got to hear the question.
Where do demons come from? Who are they? Okay. Are they angels or people that have turned evil? Or who are and what are demons?
Okay, well, there is a lot. I'll take a few minutes to answer that the best I know how. Only thing the Scripture says is that all things were made by Him, Jesus, and for Him, and for His glory. So number one, who made the devil? God did. Who made the demons? God did. He made them for His glory and for His purpose. Now then, where they come from, there's not anything in the Scripture that tells us beyond what I just said. Now there's a lot of people that believe a lot of things, and this may be totally, and I know there's other men that believe just like I do about what I'm going to tell you. I really believe that Satan was Lucifer, and that he was this most anointed cherub. And he was perfect in all his ways until sin came into his heart. And then there was war in heaven. Some people don't believe this like I believe it. But the Lord throwed Satan out of heaven, and the one-third of the angelic host that he was over, he brought them with him. Now, they throwed them down to the earth. Now, when God put him on the earth, he bound him to the second heaven. The third heaven and the second heaven. And he can't get back into the first in the third heaven anymore, but only in the first and second heaven. Now then, Satan is here on the earth running to and fro, testing us and doing whatever he wants to do. In other words, he is out there. He's like a police officer. He is like a police officer. We got an executive department out here that you can see. And if you think about stopping you, a while ago when we was coming in, there was people driving beyond 65. We were on a 65-mile-an-hour road, and we were driving 65 miles an hour. There was people driving beyond 65, all kinds of things. And then all of a sudden, there was a police officer sitting up there with somebody else stopped on the right. So everybody slowed down to about 50. And we went by the police officer. And once we got out of sight over the hill, well, they're all back up going again. But now then, if you obey the law and the speed limit is 65, what do you drive? 65. Now, is there anything wrong with passing that officer over there at 65 if the speed limit is 65? No. No. You don't have to slow down to 50. You know, if he's on the far right shoulder and you're in the far left lane, you don't have to slow down to 50. Now, the new law says you're not to pass him at 65 on the lane next to him anymore. They want you to move over, and I can understand why. You know, but if you don't break a rule, this police officer is not going to bother you. Now, if you do break a rule, that's why the guy was stopped, because obviously he was zooming by, and so the police officer chased him down and stopped him because he's breaking the law. Now, this is exactly the way the demons are today. These demons that are out here, I mean, they're out here, and these guys are here to watch you. If you sin, they have legal right to stop you, just like a police officer does. In other words, evil cannot touch you if you're walking in obedience to God's Word. The Scriptures confirm this over and over and over. In fact, in 1 John 5:18, this is one of the clearest places in the New Testament. Jesus said, "My children do not sin." Now, how much opening to sin does that leave you? None. My children, the children of God, do not sin. They keep themselves from evil. What does it mean to keep yourself from evil? 1 John 5:18. That means no sin, right? Is that what that says? And if you don't know I'm telling you the truth, you need to pull up 1 John 5:18 and look at what I'm telling you if you don't know that verse. Because I might be telling you something that's not true. You know? You need to check out every preacher that says something. That's how we get in trouble, because we go to church and a preacher makes a statement from the pulpit and we don't open our Bible to see if he's telling me the truth or a lie. So if he told me, we think it's a gospel. But I've many times since I've learned this, I've had to go up to a preacher after church and say, you know, I don't think God likes to be, you know, misquoted. What do you mean? I said, well, that scripture you quoted, you didn't quote it correctly or the way you said it's not the way it's written. Oh, I've had two or three of them that, you know, didn't like that. But it don't make no difference to me. If God said it, it don't give me the option to say it some other way, does it? Now, 1 John 5:18, my children do not sin. Is that what that says? Does 1 John 5:18 say my children do not sin? Did it say that, young lady? Okay. It does say that. In other words, you brother, you looked at it too, huh? Are you one of God's children? Okay, now if you're God's child, how much opening do you have to go sin? Not none at all. Not none? Not even a little? Not none at all. As one of God's children, we're supposed to not sin, right? Okay, my children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil. Is that what he said? What does that mean? The book does. Your book says just like mine, doesn't it? The book says we keep ourselves from evil. And then what does that next line say? And there. Oh, so if we do that, that wicked one, who is that beast? We talking about the devil and his demons?
Yes, sir.
So if we don't sin, the wicked one. What can the wicked one do to you if you keep yourself from sin? I mean, hey, do you like that? I mean, I love it if I'm obedient to the Word of God and I'm doing what the Word says. He said, the wicked one cannot touch me. Is that what he said? The wicked one, which is the devil, cannot touch me. So then if he can't touch me and I'm not sinning, then that must mean if you flip it over, if I start sinning, what can that wicked one do to me then, brother? Whatever he wants to. In other words, let's say he's got a specialist. And I've learned this about demons. Now, how many of you have ever read the Catholic Bible? Anybody ever read the Catholic Bible? Okay, praise God. Anybody ever read the Book of Wisdom in the Catholic Bible? Praise God. I learned some good stuff in that book. The Book of Wisdom, I believe it's chapter 11. I believe it is. I'm not sure. I don't have a Catholic Bible with me today. But in the Book of Wisdom anyway, in one of the chapters, I think it's chapter 11, it goes so far as to talk about the Israelite people, how they had been worshiping idols like all kinds of insects and, you know, animals and all kinds of stuff. And then it says that this, the insects and animals were sent against them to destroy them, to show you that what we sin with, that's the thing that God sends against us to destroy us. Okay, so that confirmed to me something that I'd learned years ago. Let's say a woman is out sinning sexually. She comes to me and she has cancer in that part of her body. Isn't it amazing? Why wouldn't that cancer have attacked her in her throat? Why would it attack her in her female parts? Because you've been sinning sexually. What if you have a problem with your throat and you can't talk? Well, my first answer question to you is, who are you been talking about? You know, who you been talking about? The part of your body that you sin with is a part that's attacked. Now, if you go into fits of anger and rage, it will destroy your liver.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.